Hamlin's collapse on national TV in January shocked the country. He suffered sudden cardiac death. Thankfully, he was resuscitated. Then last month, LeBron James' 18-year-old son, Bronny, collapsed on the USC campus. He was also resuscitated. Then last week, 17-year-old Caleb White. Sadly, emergency medical teams were not able to bring him back. Cardiologist Dr. Tom Egan says the most common cause is congenital. It's called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
In African Americans, you can see an increased risk of that disease.
Hypnosis is usually induced by a procedure known as a hypnotic induction involving a series of preliminary instructions and suggestions.
Operation Mockingbird. The CIA program consisted of literally paying off editors and reporters at most mainstream news outlets, the New York Times, CBS.
What do you get when you cross the mainstream entertainment industry, who are in the boredom-killing business, with a military-industrial complex, who are in the people-killing business?
The Washington Post, Newsweek, AP.
Operation Mockingbird 2.0. A suspense-filled, action-packed comedy horror social engineering project that will entertain you to death.
Sudden cardiac death.
Circus Maximus.
I'm not entertained!
They Clone Tyrone. It's a new movie on Netflix.
Open your eyes.
One of the top three movies in the world on Netflix right now was directed and co-written by a filmmaker from Tuskegee.
The Tuskegee Experiment. It started in 1932. Hundreds of black men were recruited for what they thought was free medical care. Nightmares.
A filmmaker from Tuskegee.
Jewel Taylor was born in Tuskegee and later moved to Montgomery. In his latest project, They Cloned Tyrone. They Cloned Tyrone stars Jamie Foxx and is a sci-fi comedy streaming right now on Netflix.
Bread and circuses. Psyops and sightings.
Close to 5,000 documents.
Disclosure and disinformation.
Previously classified.
The House Oversight and Accountability Subcommittee held a historic hearing on unidentified anomalous phenomena, also known as UFOs.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are digging into the national security concerns and the mystery posed by unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs, also known as UFOs.
Do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years. I know the exact locations.
A whistleblower who formerly worked on the Defense Department's UAP task force, David Grush.
Biologics came with some of these recoveries.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to.
Psyops and sightings. Brought to you by the masters of misdirection and sleight of hand.
Corporate America is bringing Satanism to the mainstream in preparation for the real disclosure when that man of sin is revealed.
Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Is that KFC chicken sandwich spicy?
Sinfully.
I'd do anything for one.
Anything.
Gotcha one.
Order any KFC sandwich online till July 2nd for Diablo 4 rewards.
Yeah!
Do not attempt to eat this burger unless you like sweating, gasping, and jalapeno, habanero, and pepper jack cheese-induced hallucinations. My rewards members set your mouth on fire with a one-time El Diablo single for $6.66 in the Carl's Jr. app.
Yeah!
Have you ever heard of a real witch summoning demons and trapping them inside cans of water? Inside this very warehouse sits the entire inventory of Liquid Death Mountain Water. Each can is about to be infused with real demons by a real witch.
A lot of
what I practice can be considered traditional witchcraft.
What you're about to witness is very real, very dangerous, and in my opinion, a terrible idea.
We enter into the dark half of the year. Now is the time of the dead. I ask you, spirits, those who are listening, I invite you here. I offer this water as a vessel.
Now, for obvious reasons, we are not going to play the entirety of this ritual invocation. But note, the date of this summoning was October 2020.
And though they want you to take this commercial as a tongue-in-cheek joke, since it aired, there has been massive spikes in excess deaths, and many of these casualties have been caused by liquid death in one form or another.
I welcome you. Now is the time of the dead.
Demon-infused liquid death. If you drink it, will you become possessed?
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Satanism is becoming more popular.
We see a lot of TV shows geared towards the whole concept of, you know, very dark, satanic, witchcraft-oriented sort of TV. And we see how a whole counterculture of teenagers who are becoming more interested in this and growing popularity then because of it.
Industrialized devil worship.
The hierarchy of paranormal multidimensional luminaries are no longer content to govern from the shadows. The first steps to real disclosure are underway.
A suspect described as a demon and an ogre is in custody in connection to the New York Gilgo Beach killings.
You see, the rebellious nations have already chosen their path in the Valley of Decision.
Choose now.
Now.
Choose now.
I would dream about the end of the world. I would see the heavens catching fire.
Is it the good book or a bad book? According to one Utah school district, the Bible contains scriptures that are too violent and too vulgar for young children, so it's now banned.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to the reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
This afternoon, the After School Satan Club held its first ever summer club at the Broome County Public Library. Our Shabelle Acevedo spoke with the campaign director to learn more about what the club is all about.
Satan's not an evil God. He wants you to learn and question why. He wants you to have fun and be yourself. And by the way, there is no
The club was able to meet for the first time in the Southern Tier in May, and many parents expressed interest in their kids attending the club, so they launched the first after-school Satan Club, Summer Club, at the Broome County Public Library.
A contemporary art gallery in Minnesota recently held what it described as a, quote, demon summoning session. The free event was part of the Walker Art Center's Plant Teacher's Day. An author made an exhibit on how to trap a demon. Part of it instructed people to text the word summon to a phone number, and that way parents and children could communicate with a demon.
But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Devils. Devils.
Because they chose to follow in the hoofprint of the fallen, the shadow of death is enveloping the earth,
waiting for the sun to rise,
swallowing every soul that lies in its path.
Well, as friends and family mourn the loss of 17-year-old Caleb White, this story has touched so many people all over the country.
It's just such a shocking case. He was a star athlete in great shape. It's really hard to understand how he could just collapse and pass away.
A star on and off the football field in the eyes of friends and family, 19-year-old Mid-American Nazarene student athlete Mizell Law. He collapsed during a practice. He died hours later.
Suddenly, they can be gone.
Legendary Houston rapper Big Pokey has died after fainting on stage last night. Videos circulating on social media show the Sitting Sideways rapper collapsed on stage during a show in Beaumont last night. He was 48 years old.
Former Cal All-American wide receiver Sean Dawkins died suddenly yesterday at the age of 52. In the early 90s, he was one of the best wide receivers in college football, earning consensus first-team All-American honors following his junior season in 1992. A few months later, the Indianapolis Colts made Dawkins the 16th overall selection in the NFL draft, and it was with the Colts that Dawkins made his mark as one of the most consistent receivers in the league. He was a devoted husband, father, and friend. He is survived by his wife and two young twin daughters.
The Katy community is remembering a high school cheerleader. Her parents are sitting down for an interview after they say she suffered cardiac arrest at a cheer camp.
Her mother will never forget the moment the cheer coach called from the camp they were attending at Texas A&M. They learned that same coach had performed CPR on Callie.
If it wasn't for Eberly, we would have never had the chance to say goodbye.
All right, now to the tragic and sudden death of a 10-year-old cheerleader in Southfield, sending shockwaves through her family and the community. The Oakland County Medical Examiner is trying to figure out what caused this young girl to pass away.
It's like a nightmare. To watch a kid go so soon, it's nothing I've never seen in my life.
It was just after 8 o'clock Friday night outside the school in Southfield where they were practicing. We're told Monet collapsed, 911 was called, and someone started CPR. Paramedics arrived quickly, but Monet wasn't breathing. And despite life-saving measures, she never regained consciousness. The 10-year-old was later pronounced dead at the hospital.
New Mexico State University announced that one of its student athletes died suddenly on Monday morning. Talia Chavarria, a member of the NMSU women's soccer team, died on Monday, according to the university. 20 years old and was set to enter her junior year at New Mexico State, a shining light within the team, according to NMSU's head coach.
Former University of Iowa football player Cody Ince died this weekend. The 23-year-old was an offensive lineman for the Hawkeyes from 2019 to 2021. He passed away unexpectedly near his home in Grantsburg, Wisconsin. According to the online obituary, he leaves behind his fiance, parents, sister, and other family.
Tim Kennedy was well known in Wilmington's creative and cultural arts community. He passed away unexpectedly at just 55 years old. Kennedy was an actor, dancer, director, and mentor to many people.
Sudden death among healthy working age people worldwide is skyrocketing. Here in America, it was up 40%. Our next guest contends a 10% jump would have been a 1 in 200 year event. But this was 40%. Cause unknown. The epidemic of sudden deaths. Tell us about some of these unexpected sudden deaths. It seems like there are a lot of them. I mean, just from a Google search, you can find like a lot of 12, 14, 16, 18 year olds that are just dropping dead suddenly. Tell us more.
Right.
Right. And in my book, I talk about sudden death, and we look at the sudden deaths of athletes, which, you know, did it happen before 21? It did. There was a study in 2006 by the Lausanne Institute in Switzerland that showed over the course of 38 years, they found 1,101 sudden athletic deaths, which is about 29 a year globally. We'd be lucky to have a month with just 29 since 2021. In my book alone, there's hundreds and hundreds of examples. So something's changed.
Open your eyes. Listen.
Don't fight repentance.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Don't fight the commandments.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments.
Don't fight love.
Don't fight love. Open your eyes. Listen.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues.
Don't fight love.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
It's the height of the summer music festival season, and the crowds are ready to go wild. But the news of two more deaths at a traveling dance festival just last month.
Summer is in full swing, and many of those festivals are taking place.
Festival goers.
Busy summer festival season gets underway. Security measures have been heightened.
The psychedelic hippie movement of the 1960s was conceived in a government lab created by the CIA, and this counterculture was introduced via Laurel Canyon. The plan was to hook the kids on sex, drugs, and rock and roll to quell the anti-war movement. The military and the CIA used LSD and other MKUltra techniques to subdue the youth under a well-orchestrated promotional media campaign. Manufactured artists such as Frank Zappa, Jim Morrison, Papa John Phillips, and David Crosby were children of high-ranking members of the American military and once lived in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Laurel Canyon, which also was once home to a military film studio and Air Force station named Lookout Mountain. During the 1960s psychedelic movement, concert venues and music festivals like Woodstock and the Trips Festival were used as laboratories for secret government mind control experiments. But what is happening at today's concerts, like the Astroworld Music Festival or Coachella?
This might be the craziest thing I have ever seen. So at Lana Del Rey's concert, a wave of energy or whatever the heck happened jolted everyone in the crowd back. Just watch the raw footage.
So Travis Scott's concert in Rome reportedly left 60 people injured. Travis Scott's live debut of Utopia at the Circus Maximus in Rome has reportedly left approximately 60 attendees injured and in need of treatment.
Fear spread across Rome after people felt shaking near the historical site Circus Maximus, but it wasn't an earthquake. It was a Travis Scott concert, and fans jumping so vigorously there that the ground shook to the equivalent of a magnitude 1.3 earthquake. And now people are wondering if it's safe to hold music venues at that ancient site after all that shaking.
Wow.
On Wednesday, August 9th, Euronews published an article detailing an incident at the show that resulted in fans getting hurt. The news comes after the tragic events of the rapper's infamous 2021 Astroworld Festival, which left 10 people dead following a stampede at the outdoor event.
Burning Man has a lengthy history. It started nearly 40 years ago, June 1986, as a small ritual on Baker Beach in San Francisco with just 20 guests. They burned an 8-foot-tall effigy, the Burning Man. In 2014, a 105-foot-tall effigy was burned, the tallest ever. That year's event drew nearly 66,000 campers. Tragedy struck in 2017, though. A 41-year-old man threw himself into the flames of the burning monument. He died a day later.
We're now learning a man who died at Burning Man Friday was from Truckee. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office identifying him as 32-year-old Leon Reese. They say that he was found unresponsive on the festival grounds Friday and declared dead on site by first responders. While the cause of his death is still under investigation, the medical examiner says drug intoxication is suspected in this case.
22 years ago, Frank Olson plunged to his death from the 10th floor of the Hotel Statler in New York. His family was told he'd committed suicide. It wasn't until June 11th this year that his family learned that, in fact, he'd unwittingly participated in a CIA drug experiment that resulted in his bizarre death.
It was here that the CIA funded a series of experiments, severe experiments. Brain surgery, psychosurgery, creation of amnesia, parapsychology, manipulation of genes, administration of sodium pentothal, hypnosis, isolation, and deprivation of sleep. A report of a woman who had electrodes implanted in the brain and was then given LSD and other drugs. She became agitated, cried, lapsed into a trance-like state. The work was done by the Institute's then director, Dr. Ewan Cameron. It is the closest experimentation to brainwashing yet disclosed. The search for the Manchurian candidate, a history of intelligence agency work with mind control.
All the scientific data gathered from these psychological mind-altering experiments is now being utilized to condition the susceptible subconscious minds of children, so the next generation will already be pre-programmed to embrace the totality of the Luciferian doctrine.
It's morning again. The sun is shining. The goats are screaming. And I'm still here, despite the fact that last night I witnessed someone get ritualistically murdered by my dad's cult that I just inherited.
Oh, here we go.
What the? Ah! I'm Petey. I had it all. Mother!
Here.
What's this?
It's a message from your father.
It's me, your father! The community of New Utopia is all yours.
Travis Scott's live debut of Utopia at the Circus Maximus in Rome.
Who are you?
The name's Nimona. Your sidekick has arrived.
I don't need a sidekick.
Every villain needs a sidekick.
I'm not a villain. The real villain is still out there, and I do need help.
And then, who do you want to kill first?
What?
Look, I can help you, but promise me you won't freak out.
Why would I trust you?
Promise.
I promise.
Even when you see the horn?
Horn.
Promise.
I promise, promise, I will not freak.
This is the part where you run.
They call me help! They call me safety!
You're a shapeshifter!
They call me help!
Let's break stuff.
The reprobate mind.
And now Disney, the company that lost at least $300 million by promoting homosexuality in the animated kids' movies Lightyear and Strange World, is at it again. Courtney Faber posted videos on TikTok of her family's visit to Disneyland. One of them has received 8 million views. It shows her daughter greeted by Nick.
So my name's Nick. I'm one of Paragon Mellis Apprentices. I'm here to shop you around and make all your selections for the day.
Mommy, why does that princess have a mustache? Oh, honey, because some princesses are boys. A new show about an 18-year-old impregnated by Satan. That's Disney's latest project. They've agreed to stream the 6-part German-produced series on Disney+. The show's name is Pauline. It's produced by the same people who created the Netflix show How to Sell Drugs Online Fast. The producers say Pauline is, quote, close to their hearts. They're thrilled that Disney loves the coming-of-age story as much as we do.
The spellcasters just want to plant the seeds of confusion. Hasatan will water it with the unholy water of deception, so the weeds, thorns, and tares can overtake and choke the good fruit from the heart of the child.
Autobot, Decepticon, Terran, he wants to destroy us all.
Autobots, defend this home with everything you've got.
Transformers Earthspark. Stream new episodes with your family July 28th, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
My pronouns are they, them.
I'm Sam. I'm she, they, but you already know that. Hey, it's okay. I know I'm safe when I'm with my friends or other non-binary people.
Non-binary?
People who aren't female or male. Ah, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have assumed.
I always knew my pronouns felt right, but what a wonderful word for a wonderful experience.
When the spirit of confusion takes hold of a generation, they have little to no defense against the deception of a predator.
I've trained all the children at my summer camp to come to me whenever I play my recorder. Bunch of 5 to 11 year olds are just following me wherever I go. I have so much power and I love it. It's the perfect time to teach them about trans.
I have so much power and I love it. It's the perfect time to teach them about trans.
Now.
You see, over time, the actual people of the nation
are we dreaming?
Begin to take on the attributes and personality traits of the demon gods they knowingly or unknowingly serve. Pan, or Peter Pan, the Pied Piper, is clearly manifesting not only in this individual, but throughout Western society.
There's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
Wow. That's a really bad idea.
Now, I want you to pay close attention. Watch how the satanic media covers for the transgender agenda in this next report.
First responders were called here to these apartments on Saturday for an apparent cardiac arrest. When they got here, they discovered someone had died and also found that several people were hiding children in a back room. Tonight, 4 children less than 10 years old are in DCF custody after authorities and public officials say they were found in an apartment with 6 cross-dressing men, sex toys, drugs, and alcohol. Firefighters discovered them after one of those adults died at the apartment. According to their incident report, the apartment was in extreme unsanitary conditions. All adult parties were being uncooperative and denied having children in the apartment.
Drugs, alcohol, drug paraphernalia, sex toys, etc.
Did you catch that? 6 cross-dressing men, not transgender women. They want you to know men, evil men, did this. Not their stunning and brave transgender women who are part of their loving LGBT plus community. They even broke their own rule and misgendered them by referring to them as men.
Tonight, 4 children less than 10 years old are in DCF custody after authorities and public officials say they were found in an apartment with 6 cross-dressing men, sex toys, drugs, and alcohol.
Hey, it's okay. I know I'm safe when I'm with my friends or other non-binary people.
Non-binary?
People who aren't female or male.
A poll published in Newsweek has found that 44% of millennials believe misgendering somebody should be a criminal offence.
The reprobate mind.
I wanna go further, a place with no more drama, a heaven where we've never been.
Because of the growing repentance of the chosen elect, the vengeance, which belongs only to Yahuwah, is being activated, and our enemies are falling on their own sword.
To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste.
Though a spirit of confusion within their ranks has caused them lots of friendly fire and lots of collateral damage,
but the excess deaths are still going up.
Their main target is still the children of Israel.
Finland's Minister for Economic Affairs, Willem, said addressing the parliament, quote, "It would be justified for Finland to shoulder its responsibility by promoting climate abortion. Climate abortion would be a small step for a person, but a giant leap for humanity." He said the solution for the climate crisis is to give more abortions to African women.
His statement in Parliament, where he said that the solution for the climate crisis is to give more abortions to African women. He suggested that Finland should promote what he called climate abortions in African countries.
So the Finland Minister of Economic Affairs is calling for climate abortions in Africa. He's confident that the public is so brainwashed that he could proclaim that African babies have such a high carbon footprint that they pose a threat to the environmental health of the planet. Therefore, they must be killed. And their cult says yes, save the planet, kill the babies.
All these eugenics advocates disguise themselves as environmental conservationists and humanitarians.
Because think also about the impact on not only the local economy, not only on an investment in the entrepreneurs and innovators from and in the community, think about the impact on something like public health. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
And their cult says yes, save the planet, kill the babies.
Think of the impact on family budgets.
Something unholy is happening. The fabric of decency, which underpins healthy society, is tearing at the seams.
18-year-old Cesar Olade allegedly called 911 and confessed to killing his mother, father, and siblings.
Two 12-year-old girls are accused of plotting to kill their families.
Police in Storm Lake have arrested a teenage girl accused of trying to hire a hitman. Investigators say the target was a 7-year-old child.
Unraveling and unveiling a nest of festering political parasites, feasting on the social decay of the modern world. The West has opened too many doors and has been guided by greed into too many unholy covenants. Innocent bloodshed does not just go away. It cries out. It hunts the land.
So you shall not pollute the land wherein ye are. For blood, it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it.
As the occult brotherhoods work to avert their judgment, bind the prophecies, and poison those that pose a threat, the sheer scale of the die-off has proven to be impossible to cover up.
Excess deaths around the world remain high. They were throughout 2022, and this is continuing into 2023.
Like I said, the sheer scale of the die-off has proven to be impossible to cover up. So they are programming the public to view these sudden deaths as ordinary, regular, and routine.
That's right. The Western media is conditioning the masses to acclimate to a new normal. A normal where high school and college students can expect blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks as just another character building coming of age experience.
You're getting word that Bronny James, who is going to be a freshman basketball player at USC, suffered cardiac arrest while at a practice yesterday.
LeBron James' son Bronny remains under observation as he continues to recover from that cardiac arrest he suffered during basketball practice. His heart literally stopped. And we're learning more about the extraordinary effort that went into getting him the help he needed.
Bronny James' collapse marks the second time in a year that a USC basketball player has suffered cardiac arrest while training on campus. And just like a year ago, USC's medical staff was on hand to provide immediate and life-saving care. Bronny James is believed to have been brought back to life. Bronny James is believed to have been brought back to life.
I mean, how many kids in your senior class died of strokes?
Massive spikes of all-cause death mortality rates go unnoticed and are completely ignored.
This ongoing mass casualty event doesn't even raise an eyebrow on the CBS all-seeing eye.
While the full might of the technological occult's power is deployed to keep certain key individuals alive,
or at least keeping up the appearance of a living, walking, talking human being.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody. I cannot even begin to tell you how far it took me and how it brought me back. But I did go through, I went to hell and back.
But he's not the same. But he's not the same.
Believed to have been brought back to life.
Yes, cloning. Communion with the dead. Necromancy. The reversal of rigor mortis. And the reanimation of a clinically dead corpse. Has all taken center stage in the American magic show. The Illuminati's grand prestige. The inverted resurrection.
Believed to have been brought back to life. Brought back to life.
We are provoking. Not only have we made the worst geopolitical mistake, which is to push the Russians into an embrace of China, which is the worst geopolitical outcome that we can imagine. We've essentially fueled the creation of BRICS, where 40 nations are now threatening to get off of the dollar as the world reserve currency. If that continues, then you know what that will make the Great Depression look like a cakewalk for us.
I think there's a bigger story to tell about the BRICS. It's almost 3/4 of the world's population have signed on. So there was only Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, but the big one is Saudi Arabia and Iran. Now, the reason that's important is they hate America. And if you can get that picture, plus you have the Belt and Road Project, you have most of the world that's not, I'm going to hope you don't get censored for me saying this, but the world that they're going into is a non-Christian world. I'm not being, religious and all this. I'm not being political. I'm saying it's, Muslim, Hindu, Islam, and all this. So this is a very big move, is because the world, who is not white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, Christian, like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, England, they're joining up against the Western currency called the dollar. And so the BRICS is not if, it's only when. Jim Rickards says it best. He says, it's not if, it's when they switch to gold. That's what they're saying. I agree with him.
The BRICS group is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold, in contrast to the credit-backed US dollar, with countries lining up to join the growing initiative.
The BRICS countries are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. More and more countries recently expressed desire to join BRICS.
The one final note I will make is that if you think about the benefits of digital money, there are huge potential gains. It's not just about digital forms of physical currency. You can have programmability, units of central bank currency with expiry dates. You could have, as I argue in my book, a potentially better, and some people might see it, or a darker world where the government decides that units of central bank money can be used to purchase some things, but not other things that it deems less desirable, like, say, ammunition or drugs or pornography or something of the sort. And that is very powerful in terms of the use of a CBDC, and I think also extremely dangerous for central banks. because ultimately if you have different units of central bank money with different characteristics, or if you use central bank money as a conduit for economic policies in a very targeted way, or more broadly for social policies, that could really affect the integrity of central bank money and the integrity and independence of central banks. So there are wonderful notions of things that can be done with digital money, but again, I fear that technology could take us to a better place, but equally has the potential to take us to a pretty dark place.
A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary, The Princes of the Yen, about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden, in May.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it, and it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
They started their CBDC. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Wallet Moore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand, and once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader.
I want people to go read Executive Order 14067. Executive Order 14067, signed by Uncle Joe, the 8th of March of 2022, and it went into effect 13 December 2022.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
China's taken over, and China, you know, I heard a couple of people say, well, the dollar will never lose the dollar standard. Are they kidding?
Now the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have announced plans to develop a new currency.
My name is General Mike Flynn, and I want everyone to know that I stand fully behind Beverly Hills Precious Metals and its owner, Andrew Sorcini.
Since my name is Cash, I am constantly worried about inflation. But to secure your cash going forward, buy into gold and silver today. And you know who shares that ethos? Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Go to bh-pm.com today so you can go buy in gold and silver and secure your family's future. bh-pm.com. Call Beverly Hills Precious Metals, get your consultation, buy into gold and silver just like I'm doing today and help secure your family's future. Because it's all about educating yourself. And that's the value whether you go with Beverly Hills Precious Metals or not. It's a free consultation that gives your family options for financial security going into the future. So that's why you should call BeverlyHillsPreciousMetals.com for a free consultation.
This is the Great Awakening. Oh, the Great Awakening.
It's the Great Awakening. They hate when people unite, trying to take away Christ while we the people just fight. Don't matter black or white, whether left or right, I feel the Lord's about to strike like a thief in the night. Evil right in your sight, thought this was home of the brave. Good men do nothing now, we'll be the home of the slaves. Just keep locking you down, all alone and enraged. Soldiers fought and died for this, I bet they roll in their graves. This is spiritual war, so be on guard with your kids. See, hope the stock keeps dropping till we bankrupt Disney. Don't support if it's woke, toss it out like a frisbee. You perverted CEOs thinking nobody knows. We gotta boycott the parks, I'm hoping nobody shows. This world got real dark, can't even trust kids' shows. Be on your toes, these are foes. arrows coming straight for your heart. You don't believe it's tomorrow, you better believe it's the start. Feels like I'm weaving through darks, this great awakening grows. Chris Guy said it best, gotta just say no. Politicians work for us, so what we say goes. When will treason be punished? Only the good Lord knows. These pedophiles are in droves, put in the highest position. Thinking wicked is normal, a sane mind is sickening. About time you should listen and stop whining and wishing. You better get in this fight or suffer the rest of your life.
You've been sleeping for too long. Time to wake up and get strong. If you're able to respond, get off the sideline. Turn to God before it's done. Repent by the end of this song. Work no play when it's today before it's night time. Going down the rabbit hole. Somebody show me the way, cause I need to know. Searching for hope for my soul. Trying to find a better day, but this world's too cold. I used to politic, but now I find I'm done with it. My mind is on the kingdom. Let them know before the curtains close. Time to wake up, not the stakes up, not these lies. The truth is rarely televised. They trying to take my mind, but I don't need to be entertained, you see. No complacency, I'm faced with Satan trying to speak to me. To deceive, sees a degeneracy, but my mind will not receive. Honestly, be an anomaly, be who you called me. You can take the veil down, take it down. Open your eyes, you can see. Take the mask off, you can breathe. Give all glory to the King. It's the reason why we sing. It's the great awakening.
Yeah. It's the great awakening. It's time to let our freedom ring. It's time to focus on the truth and not to focus on the blame. You see, it's now happening with the mandates now returning. Jim Glenn is not stopping with Malika Obama joining. Roseanne is truth bombing. Eric Trump is unrelenting. We'll never stop stating that Jesus is our King. Jim Brewer keeps us laughing. Still exposes vaccines. Coke exposes Epstein. Mel K explains what it all means.
Home of the brave, land of the free. Freedom's only found in the arms of Jesus. This world will lie to your mind to deceive. Trojan horse like treason, keep you all up every season. The kingdom of God unite, fight for what's right, be the light. Don't put trust in man, this world's never set us free. Like, where do you put your faith? Who do you believe in? Wake up before it's too late, repent, run back to Jesus. The Great Awakening.
Join General Flynn and the Reawaken America Tour at Time to Free America. So, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's Chief of Staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation. And now the Reawaken America Tour is going back to Trump Doral, Miami, Florida on October 13th and 14th. And then we're taking the Reawaken America Tour into California and into Tulare, California.
What?
Yes, Tulare, California is a real place. And we're going to be there on December 15th and 16th. Come and see Dr. Judy Mikovits, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Dr. Simone Gold, the powerlifter and wife of Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Jean Ho, Roger Stone, the woman who woke up the world with the Plandemic series, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the hilarious Jim Brewer, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Won't Let America Go to Hell Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Pastor Brian Gibson, Pastor Phil Hodson-Piller, Pastor Craig Hagin. Because, although even America may be facing an imminent disaster, on the Reawaken America Tour, we travel with pastors. Did I mention on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Liz Crokin, Jimmy Levy, we've had Mickey Willis. We've even had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. show up at the Reawaken America Tour. We've had Charlie Kirk, Roseanne, Donna Clement Petruska, Mel Kay, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Seth Holhouse, Donald J. Trump Jr. If you want to join the Reawaken America Tour in beautiful Miami, Florida at the Trump Doral Golf Course and Resort, get those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. Or if you want to join us in beautiful Tulare, California, get those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. We have scholarship pricing available to make this event affordable for everybody. What does that mean? That means you can name your price. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can name your price. We want every single American and married Americans going to be able to afford a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour. The Reawaken America Tour. Get those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Henry Kissinger, and the World Economic Forum. They have their get-togethers at Davos. But we have the Reawaken America Tour so you can learn the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, and to get back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, 70-plus speakers are featured during this two-day epic event. To make this event affordable for everybody, you can name your price.
So I'd like to name my price Skylar. Or Hamilton, or
this is probably Pitt. Not the right conference for you. Each and every Reawaken America Tour event has been 100% sold out, and these events will be sold out as well. Request those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Or for faster service, you can text them the number 918-851-01. 02. Again, to be bilingually sensitive, you can text in the number 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. Whoa!